has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the October 11th edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. What has been a wild and woolly week here in the markets. You know, I'm ready for a weekend. Boy, what a week this has been. Well, we're finishing up the week on a high note. And we'll see when we add up and subtract all the damage and all the good stuff that happened to the market this past week, how we ended the week and where we stand right now. But as of right now, we're up 46 points on the Dow. Of course, that's on top of yesterday's 323-point gain in the market. Woo! It's a wild one, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. The Dow is at 15,172. There we are. We're back above 15,000, just like that. When you thought the bear or the bull was all over, it's roaring again. The S&P is down 3.5. The S&P is at 1696. We're just within a shade of 1700 here. Not too far out of our sights. The NASDAQ is up 10. The NASDAQ's at 3771. The 10-year yield hanging steady at 2.64%. I'm telling you what, it's been a terrible year for gold investors, precious metals investors. And if you own them, I hate to remind you again, but it's down $31 an ounce, and it's been a horrible year for the precious metals. They're at $12.65 right now. In fact, most of the commodities have had a bad year here in 2013. Oil down $2.09, $100.92, and the euro is at 1.35. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the volatility, the extreme volatility in the market continues unabated. But you know what? Volatility in and of itself doesn't really determine the direction of the market, does it? You could have a week where the volatility's been wild, like this past week. And you can add it all up at the end of the week and said, when all is said and done, we're only down 1 point for the week. You know, volatility in and of itself does not really tell you where the market is at. Instead, you have to step back and you have to look at the big picture, which I'll be doing again here this weekend as I send out my newsletter. I'll be taking a look at that big picture of the market. Where is the S&P 500 at right now? What did all this volatility of this past week do to the market? Did it put the market into a topping out trend? Is it getting ready to roll over? Or is the 4.5-year-old bull still marching forward? What did it do to the asset classes? Boy, it freaked out some of the high-flying sectors in the market, didn't it? It freaked out the tech sector. It freaked out the biotech sector. Man, those things ran and high and hid during the volatility of the week. And it freaked out some other leading areas of the market, the small caps, technology stocks, mid caps. So we'll see how that has impacted this week's rankings of the asset classes. This week's rankings of the sectors. Very important to see where we stand on those issues at the current time, whether we need to adjust our portfolios at all. And it's not too early to start looking ahead to 2014. I mean, fall is in the air. Halloween is around the corner. Before long, pumpkin pie filling will be on sale and stuffing. Mrs. Cubbison's will be at the end of the aisle there where they're trying to push it on you. Chicken broth. Thanksgiving coming. And before you know it, the bells will be ringing at the local malls, and it's time to start thinking about 2014. Before you start thinking about 2014, you have to look back and say what went wrong or what went right in 2013, this year that we're currently in. It's been a good year for the market. It's been a way above average year for the market. And you ask yourself, well, why has it been such a good year for the market? I think the answer is really simple. Three things. Number one, we didn't have a presidential election this year. We didn't have a fiscal cliff, so we had more certainty in the market this year than we had last year. Last year was almost impossible because we could not get a trend that would stick. Every time we started a drive up the field, marching for the end zone, something would come along, the polls would change, sabers would be rattled, and the market would go right back again and retreat. We couldn't get a trend going. This year, we've taken that uncertainty out of the market. Reason number two is that the economy continues to grow, albeit at a very slow pace, nothing like it's capable of. 2%, I mean, we're way better than that. We're capable of much more than that if we would just grease the skids a little bit and really get it going. But here we sit at about 2% growth, and that's been enough to keep earnings growing in corporate America. It's been enough to keep American corporations from warning that the economy slipping back into recession. You've also had Europe, which has come out of recession, and it's growing. And China continues to grow. That's reason number two that we've had a good year in 2013. But reason number three, in my book, is the biggest reason of all why we've had a good year in 2013. And it's the Fed. The Fed has remained accommodative. That's why the biggest worry that I saw in the market this year is when the taper talk came along. Because when you don't have the Fed behind you pushing markets higher, it's a lot harder for markets to move higher. So we've had those things that are back. But I would say two-thirds of it, I'm going to go out on a limb and say two-thirds of the action in the market this past year has been on account of the Fed, Mr. Bernanke, and what he has done with interest rates, staying accommodative, keeping those bond purchases rolling. And that's been the biggest factor in driving this market this year. Money managers like me, professional hedge fund managers, institutional managers are going to take advantage of it as long as the Fed is accommodative. Now, as we look ahead to 2014, it is an election year, isn't it? Yeah, I believe it is. Won't it be? Yeah, the midterm elections, okay? Add a little bit of uncertainty. Not much. Nothing like the presidential election. The economy, you know, I see it continuing to grow, but very slowly. The biggest factor in 2014 will be the actions of the Fed. And all signs point to a not-so-accommodative Fed in 2014. Now, we'll see what this new Fed chairwoman, Janet Yellen, maybe she bakes bigger and better cookies than Ben Bernanke. I don't know. I think I smell the smell of fresh chocolate chip cookies wafting through my office here. She could also be a little bit more hawkish than Ben Bernanke. She could tighten the screws a little quicker. Whatever happens, I think 2014 is going to be a much more difficult year than 2013. But as always, there will be places to be. This is a year where I told people to avoid the bond market at all costs. Was that good advice? Well, if you had a 50-50 bond mix, the losses in your bond portfolio would have almost completely offset or more than offset the gains in the stock market. It's also a year where I told you to avoid the precious metals. Was that good advice? Absolutely. It's also a year when I told you to avoid the emerging markets and international markets. Was that good advice? Absolutely. They're still underwater for the year. It's a year that I said to have your feet planted 100% in U.S. soil, in U.S. stocks, and in particular small and mid-cap stocks, which is not the advice I gave last year, and it's not the advice I gave the year before. The point is that every year is unique, and you just have to take it a day at a time. You can't say, well, today's January 1st, Here's how we have to invest. No, every year is unique. You have to put your finger in the air and see which way the wind is blowing. And you have to look at the facts of the market. And you have to ascertain the facts, where the market is going, and you have to move with that market. So 2013 was an excellent year. I've had you parked in the right areas in the market. I've kept you in the market through thick and thin. I'm a market timer. I'm not a buy and hold kind of guy. We had a lot of threats to the market. I've kept you in. 2014 will be a different market. But we'll do our best here at Gunderson Capital Management and on the show and through the newsletter and through the app to keep you in the right places at the right time. And out of the wrong neighborhoods. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which is heard Monday through Friday on the Salem Wall Street Network across America. I will be on at 9 a.m. this morning, which is noon Eastern Standard Time on Bloomberg Radio. And I'll also be on at about 11 or so, 11:15 with John Ransom on Town Hall Finance. So, you know, it's a busy day, but what the heck? It's a lot of good stuff happening right now, and there's money to be made still in these your markets. And as I was saying, every year is different. I think a lot of people expected a bad year in the market this year. The way it started out in 2012, towards the end there with the big fiscal cliff issues, I think a lot of people fled the market. And I think by the time they realized that the bull was still intact, that they had missed a big run in the market. And I think there's a lot of folks that have fled the market at times during the year, which, you know, every time one of these crises came along, I looked at the stats, I looked at the asset classes, I looked at the sectors, I looked at the big picture, I looked at where the inverse funds were at, which is another really good indicator for me to see where those inverse funds are ranked. They've been in the bottom 1 or 2% of the market the entire year. It has not been a good year for anybody trying to short the market. So, you know, the opposite side of that argument is it's been a great year for anybody that's been long the market. But it hasn't been all areas of the market that have worked this year, has it? It's been a terrible year for asset allocation. Asset allocators have got to be really, really frustrated. You know, asset allocation is designed so that, well, when one asset class doesn't perform so well, another one does. And so you can't get hurt too bad when the stock market goes down 38% because bonds are up that year 32%. And so you kind of ride through all times. It's an all-weather strategy that over time, in my book, produces mediocre results. And it's a very low-maintenance type of strategy, asset allocation. Once a year, you adjust those portfolios. I wish I had it so easy. I have to adjust them sometimes, several times a week. No, not that much. You can do too much, but you can also do too little. And I believe asset allocation does way too little. It's the lazy way of managing money. It's the, you know, I'm just going to accept mediocre results. I don't really care. Because it's been a bad year for most asset classes. The only asset class that worked this year was U.S. stocks so far. Now, we still got almost a full quarter to go, but that's been the only asset class, and that's where I have been 100% invested, my feet planted in that asset class here in 2013. We've had the Fed behind us driving that asset class, and we've also had the Fed rattling sabers that has hurt the bond market. And gold has just been a non-performer. In fact, it's still down over 20% here in 2013. And I was reading a little article last night about the classic asset allocation strategy. It was a little thing that you can carry in your pocket, reminding you constantly of how to keep your assets, how to keep your portfolio allocated. And I don't agree with it. It says you should have a mix between bonds and stocks. Well, what depends on the conditions in the world? If interest rates are going up, why do I want to have any bonds? It said you should have your stocks well diversified around the world. Well, this year's been a lousy, very lousy around the world market. It's been right here at home. And at the same time, I don't believe in being 100% in stocks all the time. You have to go where the action is, where the conditions dictate. Where the Fed dictates, where the global economy dictates, where interest rates dictate. All of these things determine which asset classes will perform well and which asset classes will underperform. So I, again, repeat, I am not an asset allocator. All right, let's take a look at a U.S. stock. We haven't looked at any of those lately, have we? Well, we've looked at lots of U.S. stocks this year. And one of the top performers In fact, so far this year, it's up 87.3% pharmaceuticals. PCYC. And I read today that Goldman Sachs is upping PCYC's price target from 111 to 170. You know, that's pretty bold. You normally don't see price target revisions out of the big Wall Street firms. That's a pretty bold one. PCYC has been one of the great stocks over the last 3 years, over the last 5 years. In fact, it might be numero uno. I have never heard of the stock until about 3 years ago when I'm sitting at my desk and I keep saying to my assistant, what is this PCYC? This thing's in our top 10. It's a $10 stock. And then it was a $15 stock. And then it was a $20 stock. And now it's a $130 stock. And I've been in it off and on and made a lot of money in the stock. And I'm currently in the stock. It's one of my holdings. This is now a large cap, almost a large cap at $9.3 billion. The performance of the stock is off the hook. In fact, it's one of the rare birds that gets an A-plus performance number. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 153% per year. Over the last 3 years, 150% per year. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 87%. Performance grade, A+. Momentum grade, A-. What are the three requirements that I have for stocks? Well, performance is one of them. And performance we have in spades here with PCYC. Valuation is much trickier here. You know, really to value this stock, you've got to really understand the potential drugs that they have out there, the potential market for those drugs, the competitors for those drugs. For that, I look to other analysts and what their price targets are and what their value is. And obviously, Goldman Sachs thinks it's still an undervalued stock and is upping their target price here considerably today. In my book, PCYC passes the performance test. Lastly, and this is a critical one, in fact, this is the final determining factor because this is the one that either eliminates you from being a buy candidate or from being not a buy candidate. It's the chart. It's the technical pattern. And I'm not one of these guys that looks at Bollinger Bands and MACDs and stochastics and all the other Fibonacci numbers. I keep it simple. Even though I understand all of those other things, I have found in my practice over the last almost 20 years now that I can see enough in a one-year chart to satisfy my technical needs. Is it in an uptrend? Is it in a sideways trend? Is it in a downtrend? PCYC passes the technical pattern. It's in a very strong uptrend. Out of 3,571 stocks, it's number 38 and a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've been talking a little bit about 2013 and starting to prepare just a little bit for 2014. You know, when pumpkins start showing up at Ralph's grocery store, I know that summer's over and that it won't be long. We had our first little rain here in San Diego, which happens every blue moon, but we had our first little rain, and I think the migratory pelagic fish, namely the tuna that makes such good seared ahi, have long fled for southern waters, and they won't be back till next year. Oh, well, we make the best of it, you know, fall. At least we've got baseball going. We have baseball and football at the same time. All right. So we can't complain too much. I didn't know which game. Was it Tuesday? There was like six games on. No, Monday. Monday there was like four baseball games and a football game. So there was plenty to satisfy everybody. Congratulations to Detroit, even though I was rooting for Oakland. I like the underdog, Billy Bean and Moneyball and all that. But they will try to retool for next year. And Tampa Bay, another Moneyball team, will try to retool for next year. And the San Diego Padres need to do a lot more than retool. Recalibrate. I mean, I don't know. Something different. If you finish 20 games out of first, you have to do something different next year. Unless all of a sudden these guys are going to all turn into above-average players. Because right now, we got a bunch of average players. And, of course, St. Louis, where Scott Trade is headquartered, they're alive and well. Scott Trade has promised me World Series tickets if they make it. We'll see. I won't hold my breath. The Dodgers look pretty tough this year. Just up the line from us. And, of course, the Dodgers are our big rival here in San Diego. We don't exactly like each other. We had a nice little brawl this year when Zach Greinke beamed Carlos Quinton. And Carlos took what we were at the game. He took one look at Zach Greinke. He says, "That's like the fifth time you've beamed me, you know." And he charged the mound and he tackled him. That was quite exciting. Boys will be boys. And let's see, we got the Dodgers. Oh, we got the Boston Red Sox also. Four cities where we're not broadcasting in. So sorry, Atlanta. Sorry, Minnesota. Sorry, Seattle. Hawaii doesn't have. Sorry, you know, all the other areas that we broadcast in. There's always next year. All right, let's take a look at another stock. You ever hear the saying, from little acorns grow mighty oaks? Well, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of little acorns in the forest that never make it. I know that pigeons love acorns. They love to eat acorns, and they like to chew them up and eat them, and band-tailed pigeons and wild pigeons, and those little acorns never grew up to be mighty oaks, but some do. And I'm hoping that a little company by the name of Acorn Inc., will grow up to be a mighty oak. This is another stock that I found with the Best Stocks Now app. It's in Lake Forest, Illinois. Acorn Inc., AKRX, is the symbol. This has been one fantastic year for pharmaceutical stocks. And I've had a big weighting in pharmaceutical stocks all year long, and that has helped my performance tremendously. I can't tell you how important it is to be in the right areas of the market and out of the wrong areas of the market. If you've been in gold miners this year, if you've been in Chinese stocks, if you've been in Brazilian stocks, you've had a bad year. And those stocks are ranked very, very low in my app, Best Stocks Now. Acorn, on the other hand, is currently ranked at number 15. Out of 3,571 stocks. One day ago, it was 14. 2 days ago, or 1 week ago, it was 12. 1 month ago, it was number 11. This is a stock that qualifies now as a best stock now. What does it take to qualify as a best stock now? Number one is performance. You have to be a great performing stock. Just like a best baseball player now. I would tend to say that the big guy on Detroit Tigers, the big guy, the Triple Crown winner, Cabrera, he's probably a best ball player now, if not the best. I mean, the guy can hit home runs, he can drive in runs, he can hit, batting, Triple Crown, unbelievable. I remember Carl Yastrzemski, one of my favorite players of old, Yaz. When I played Little League, I held my bat like Yaz, way above your head, way up here. I looked like Yaz, only I wasn't left-handed, and I didn't hit like Yaz, but I held my bat like Yaz. Acorn, over the last 10 years, has delivered 27% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 44% per year to investors. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 67% per year. There's a lot of mighty oaks growing here in that Acorn audience's portfolios, isn't there? Over the last 12 months, Acorn is up 56%. What kind of performance grade does that earn? When I compare Acorn mathematically against all the other ball players out there in the stock market, it gets an A+. This thing's right up there with Miguel Cabrera and Carl Yastrzemski, one of the best. All right, I like that. That's a good start. But I'm also keen on valuation. I don't like to pay too much for anything. When I stop at Ralph's on the way home, I look at things that are on sale. If it's not on sale, if I have to pay full price, I'm not really going to buy it unless it's something I absolutely must have, like Pepto-Bismol, you know, after a hard day in the market. Well, then I'll pay full price, maybe. Or I'll say, you know what, my stomach ache's not that bad. Anyways, let's take a look at Acorn's valuation. It's currently trading at 24 times forward earnings. It has a 5-year growth rate of 21% per year. It's got a PEG ratio of 1.17. Not the cheapest stock around, but you know what? It's okay. Now, the valuation method that I use, I project 5-year target prices. That's the valuation method that was shown to me by a mutual fund manager many, 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 many years ago. And of all the valuation methods that I studied over the years, that was the one that made the most sense to me. Because it was a natural thing. Because if an analyst is going to give a 5-year growth rate, then why wouldn't you give a 5-year target price along with that 5-year growth rate? Instead, you know, guys at Goldman Sachs, they give out 5-year growth rates and they give out 1-year target prices. That's like 10 hot dog buns and 8 hot dogs. It doesn't make sense. I want to match up my growth rates with my target prices. So I simply take the earnings estimates, which are currently at 82 cents on Acorn Inc., and we're going to grow those estimates by 21% per year over the next 5 years. That's easy math there. I mean, we learned this in 7th grade, 8th grade. And you carry it out. Where will that 82 cents be 5 years from now? Well, you can do it on a little spreadsheet or just on some scratch paper, really, with a sharp pencil. And you find out where that earnings estimate has the potential to be 5 years from now, and then you apply a multiple to that stock. You have to, you know, not every stock trades at the same multiple. I look at this where the stock is traded at historically. You can look that up on MSN, where the PE has been average over the last 10 years. I look at where the average stock in the market's currently trading, which is 18.8. That's a good starting point. And I look at the growth rate of the stock. Is this a superior grower or is this an inferior grower? And I finally determine a multiple that I think is appropriate. And I have a spreadsheet that does this for 3,600, almost 3,600 different stock. And I keep that spreadsheet as current as I can with my valuations. Acorn currently has a 5-year valuation of $39 per share, which gives it 94% upside potential. So let's recap. Acorn gets a performance grade of A+. Bravo, take a bow. You're in the top 2-3% of the entire market. It gets a momentum grade of A. In other words, it's a stock of now. It's not a stock of yesteryear. And it passes my performance test. It has 94% upside potential. It gets an A- valuation grade. Are there any guarantees on this stock? I still have to babysit it every single day. Now, lastly, I am also a technician, a technical trader. I look at the charts, but I keep it simple. And if I look at the chart of Acorn, you'll see where this thing broke out earlier this year, broke out again. This is a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management because it's currently ranked number 15 out of 3,571 stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be back for the final segment of the show.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Since they'd roomed together in college, Mitch and Steve had traveled separate paths. That's how Steve saw it. About the time he began business school, Mitch entered seminary. You know, God's work. Mitch became an associate pastor and rose in church ranks. Steve took the corporate route. He excelled at work, raised a family, served at church, and in his community. Both men invested in lives. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge, and I'd like to address a common misconception among believers. Mitch, the pastor, answered no higher calling than Steve, who served God through business. All of us are part of one body. In common purpose and service, we each live out our place in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, which is heard Monday through Friday on the Salem Wall Street Network in many cities across America. And it continues in a bull market here, despite all of the threats that we've had. It's been a good year in 2013 so far. It's been a superior year, in fact, so far, if you've been invested in the right areas of the market. If you've been in the wrong areas of the market, it has been a frustrating year at best, especially in an asset allocation wherein the bad performers, the bad actors, have offset the performance of the good actors. So it's been a year where you've had to be targeted and you've had to be in the right area of the market. Now, I provide four resources to help you stay in the right area in the market. Maybe you can start thinking ahead now to 2014, and maybe you can start making New Year's resolutions now that in 2014, starting now maybe, you're going to strive to be in the right areas of the market, as opposed to trying to guess or listening to this pundit there or that pundit there or this doomsday newsletter writer here or this TV personality here. Instead, why don't you weigh the facts every week and make some good decisions on your own? And try not to do too much with your portfolio, but at the same time, don't do too little either. I will be here every day, as far God willing, in 2014. One resource that you have, along with all the other resources out there. You know, you have to pick and choose from amongst the Investors Daily, the Barron's, the Wall Street Journal, Money Magazine, Fortune Magazine, Mad Money, all of them. You have to choose which are the resources that have put money in your pocket and have given you good advice, all right? So every day I'll be here in 2014 doing the radio show. And we'll talk about this every single day. Number two, the weekly newsletter in my book is invaluable. You know what? I subscribed to a lot of newsletters in my early days of the market. I've subscribed to many newsletters. Most, not so good. They didn't help me at all. That's why I don't subscribe to any newsletters today. There was not one newsletter out there. You know, there's Bob Brinker and his Market Timer newsletter. There's the prudent speculator, Al Frank, with all his little $2 and $3 stocks and other stocks that make sense to him. He's a pure value investor. He leaves momentum completely out of the picture. There was Gilder's technology letter. There's Cramer's Action Alerts newsletter. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. And I said to myself, you know what? I remember Oberweiss. I liked Oberweiss's Emerging Growth newsletter. I'm going to create my own. This was many years ago, 15 years ago. And I'm going to try to make it the very best newsletter out there. And over the years, I fine-tune it. But the thing that has really made my newsletter stand out above the others, the thing that I have that others don't have, it's the app. The app has exceeded my expectations. I spent several years developing the app. It was a big spreadsheet that I used to digest a lot of information that comes at you on a daily basis, to take the emotion out of it, and to come up with a simple system. And I said, do I want it to be a valuation app only? And over the years, I've seen those problems with value stocks. There's too many value traps out there. And I definitely didn't want it to be a performance only. I mean, that's what the Investor's Business Daily does. Relative strength, 99, 98 performance. Really, it takes a look at the fundamentals a little bit, but it really doesn't give valuations to companies. And I like both. I like to be able to value a stock so I have the facts, so that I have a reason to buy the stock. because I can see the stock. I can make an argument for the stock going higher down the road. It makes sense from a value point of view. But I also want that momentum aspect, that performance aspect. And I played around and toyed with that formula. And really, I kind of came up with it on really the first pass. And then I added in another little feature, a safety feature, which takes a look at how the stock did in 2008. What kind of stock it is. Is it a micro cap? Is it a dangerous stock? Is it a safe stock? And then I added in that fourth feature, which is this technical pattern. I took the best of all the different philosophies of the stock market that people profess. I like them all. But I like to combine them all. My formula in the end is like mole sauce. It's got a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it's good when it's all done. There's nothing more exotic tasting than mole sauce over a chicken enchilada. And I come up with my own grading system. I said everybody can understand A through F. Anybody who went to school at all understands A through F. We all wanted to have a straight A report card. I can remember the girl in the class that always got the A's on her test. You know the one. And she even got the bonus questions right. I'm sitting over here going, oh, man, I can't. But I always wanted straight A's, and there were several report cards where I got my straight A's. And, you know, I said, I proved to myself I can do it. It was fun, but it's no big deal. But I want a straight A portfolio. And I knew there was a way to do that, to find the stocks of today. Because I keep seeing these same stocks get regurgitated over and over and over again. Microsoft, Intel, Cisco. I said, these aren't the best stocks of today. They were at one time. And as I started to hone in on that thing, I was shocked to find Tractor Supply and AutoZone and Ross Stores. And all of these stocks underneath the surface, TJ Maxx, I go, whoa, Dollar Tree, Priceline, you're kidding me. And those are the stocks I started focusing on. And those are, in my opinion, the best stocks now. So the newsletter every week encapsulates all I've talked about during the week. Most of you can't listen to my show every day, so just read the newsletter on the weekends. The free newsletter has all of the sector rankings, my take on the market, my take on the asset classes. And the subscription newsletter has the model portfolios, which have really done well this year because they've been in the right areas of the market. So whether you have a 401k at work or whether you have a stock portfolio, I think I have some resources that can help keep you in the right areas going forward. They've kept you in the right areas in the past. I'm 855-611-BEST, and I'm pwstreet.com.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.